Oh, Father, we just thank you for this day, a day of resurrection, a day of new beginnings, God. Each day is a new beginning, and we're just so grateful and thankful for that and for what you did for us, that we didn't deserve it, Father, that your Son came and was on this earth, and the tomb is empty, Father. Yes. We just thank you for all the blessings and all the things that were overcome and on Calvary and because of that. And we just are so again thankful for your word, thankful for your direction in our lives. Help speak to each one of us at the point of our need, Father, whether it's spiritual, physical touch we might need. So many needs out there, Father, and we just lift up the prayers to you on this special day, and we just are so gracious and thankful again in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Well, before we get started, I just want to kind of share my heart for a second. I think you all know me well enough to know that, you know, I believe that nobody has all the answers.
Amen.
Except Jesus. Okay? And so I just want everybody to know that if something is discussed or brought up in this Sunday school class, if it doesn't bear witness with you, throw it away. Just throw it away. Don't. You know, God is a big God, right? And he's more than capable of taking us down the path that he has designed for us. And it's all, each one of us is different, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all different. So maybe the path he's taken me isn't exactly the path he's taken you. All I can do is share the path he's taken me down. Okay? So please, you know, and you all know that if you have questions or if there's something here that just doesn't seem right, man, vocalize it. You won't hurt my feelings at all, because, again, we're all on our own path heading to glory. So anyway, just wanted to say that, just so that, because today, I'm just full today. I'm just so full. God's going to have to put the reins on me, because I don't, there's so many directions that he's taken me this week as far as this topic of the ascended life. Last week, we started with the ascended life, and there's just so much to talk about in this situation. And last week we talked about Jericho, and without rehashing all of it, and again, always, if anybody wants my notes, you can have them anytime you want. I can email them to you. I can't text them to you, I don't think, but I can email them to you. But anyway, we talked about Jericho last week, where we discussed how the walls have to come down in us, okay? You know, they walked around 7 days, they shouted and basically praised the Lord, and the walls came down. So that's a natural depiction of what has to happen in us. And, you know, God wants those old walls to come down, because until the old goes away, you prayed the prayer of it's a new day this morning, right on track with what the Lord's given me for our message. For Sunday school. So you can't bring in the new when the old's lingering around. Mm-hmm. You know, the old has to go, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. So he can't introduce something new if you got a whole bunch of old in there. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, like I wrote this, I was just rambling on this this morning, so this whole lesson was done a week ago, but then I get this EB letter and I go, oh my gosh, the confirmation was just tremendous. Have you read that? Is it amazing? I would strongly recommend everybody read it. It's just phenomenal. Anyway, so, you know, he just kind of showed me. He said, okay, you started out in the Methodist Church, okay? In fact, I even got my little Sunday school pen. That if you want to see it, it's proof. Now, you sit there and you go, why did you keep this? You know, why would you keep something like this? This thing's probably 58 years old. Okay, but why would you keep it? Well, it's a part of my journey.
Right.
You know, it's a part of my adventure, like Mike preached a few months ago, or a month ago. It's part of it. And I haven't looked at this probably in 15, 20 years. It's in a box and, you know, whatever. So, you know, but I had to give up when I got awakened, born again, whatever you want to call it. I had to put aside where I was before. Mm-hmm. And that's not saying that where I was before there was anything wrong with it. That's not saying that at all. I mean, there are people that stay in the same church for their whole lifetime, and hey, if that's where the Lord has them, praise the Lord, you know. But if to get into, I can speak freely about the group here, because you're all hungry, you all want more of God. If you didn't, you sure as heck wouldn't be here. You'd be sleeping, right? You'd be in bed. You wouldn't drive, 60 miles one way? How much is it?
75.
Okay, you wouldn't do that if you weren't hungry for more of God. So then what happens after you're awakened? Well, then, you know, you realize that, well, you know what, I think I want to get baptized. Mm-hmm. And so that it got baptized last
Praise
week.
The Lord.
And then you say, you know, what's this baptism of the Spirit? In other words, you have this progression, journey, and all of it's taking you from glory to glory. But it doesn't ever stop.
Right.
It doesn't ever stop. I don't care what church you're in. I don't care what doctrine you believe. I don't care. If you have stopped, then you're missing out on so much. So much more is to come. But sometimes you have to let the old go away. And the old is familiar. It's comfortable sometimes. You get into that routine and it's all wonderful. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There's more. And I don't care, Preston, Evie, anybody in this world, there's more. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are, there is more. And that's the cry of my heart is, Lord, give me more so that I can share more. And that should be, I think it already is the cry of your heart. Mm-hmm. Give me more so that I can share more. Because there's so many people out there that are looking for more but don't know where to find it. Mm-hmm. But if you keep asking, seeking, and knocking, you're going to find it. He said, if you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. Okay? So the Jericho walls came down. And so, you know, think about in your life, what's hindering me from moving on with the Lord?
What was that meaning of Jericho?
The meaning of Jericho?
Yeah. I'm
Well, the one, I think the root was renew, and that's what we talked about the most. Okay. Let's see. Oh, no, that was a sin. I'm sorry, a sin
moon.
House of God, it's moon, and descender.
What scripture are we on?
Well, we're all over the place.
Okay.
So right now, we talked about, as far as Jericho, and I don't want to, you know, there's more that we need to go into. That was Joshua 6:5.
Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah, and so, you know, you just want to do a self-evaluation from time to time, and that is, what do I think's hindering me from moving on with the Lord? Maybe nothing, and that's good. That's great. If nothing's hindering you, then that's a good thing. But if something is, it's something that we need to take to the Lord. Just like I said, if you want to move from, God wants to take us from glory to glory. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to do that, take that route, which I hope all of you do, then guess what? You're going to have to let some things go. You know, it may be You know, you're too engaged in your job. It may mean that you're too engaged in whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's just, if something is hindering you, you can do, he enables you. If he asks you to do something, he's going to give you the wherewithal to do it.
The word sacrifice is sacre fiche, and I think fiche means to make, and sacre means holy, so to make holy is what sacrifice means.
Yeah, and we are holy.
So sacrifice is in the equation.
Yeah. Okay, good. So I just was rambling here, so I was trying to paraphrase my thoughts so I didn't just read it word for word, but throughout the whole process that he's got you in, it's a journey, it's an adventure. You got to look at it that way. You got to look at it. This is exciting. Thank you, God. I want more. What do you want? What's next around the corner? It's just like if you take a trip like out west or something. There's so many beautiful things out west that you can see. National parks, mountains, streams, waterfall. What? So you turn that corner and, oh, wow, there's a waterfall, you know. That's the way we got to walk this thing out is, Lord, what's my next adventure? What's coming up next? So throughout the whole process, the love of God began to open you up to his grace and a strong desire to have fellowship with him, you know. And that's what he wants more than anything is to have fellowship with you. But until you realize how much he loves you, it's difficult to have fellowship with someone that, you know, he's had a bad rap, you know, God has. I mean, he's been put stuff on him that he is not. He's love. And that's what the Bible says, and that's what we have to believe. But you know, then he opens us up to, I went for the baptism of spirit, then sonship, then whatever, you know, wherever. But now I think the day is new and the day is kingdom. Mm-hmm. That's the day we're living in right now. It says Nicodemus was told by Jesus that, you know, unless you're born again, you can't even see the kingdom. Well, we see the kingdom, but have we entered in? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And we do not stop there because we know there's so much more that it can be opened up as far as his kingdom is concerned. This is the ultimate thing. He wants to have relationship face to face. Face to face. I mean, there is no closer relationship than face. It would be very awkward to be face to face with someone that you are not intimate with. Think about that. Nose to nose. You know,
is that the same thing for like prostate to
bowing down?
Yes, and well, having a one-on-one.
That's an act of sacrifice or an act of reverence towards him and whatever.
Right.
And that's good, but he wants you face to face. He wants you, like Oscar says, when you look into your eye. You know, you're the apple of his eye, and he wants to look into your eye, and there you look into his eye, and he wants you to see yourself. Okay. Thanks for bearing with me. I'm trying to get this thing so that it makes sense. Okay. Many will only experience him in a lower realm. What's that mean? Well, that means, okay, I go to church on Sunday, and I do nice things for people, and that's my relationship with God. Okay, if that's where he has you, there's only two reasons why you don't move on. One is he hasn't opened it up to you. So we can thank God today how much he's opened up to us, and we've walked in and entered in, right? So guess what? If that's not the case, the only other case would be it's been presented to you and you don't want to enter in. And there are religions and doctrines and whatever where that's the case there, where, you know, or the third. The Lord just reminded me of the third. The third could be a pastor or someone's been relating, this stuff has been presented to them, but the Lord says, it's not for today. Mm-hmm. So three.
It's not for the what?
It's not for today.
Just to go along with what you're saying there, my Uncle Wiley, he years and years ago, he talked about total reconciliation. And he would go in churches and say that, and they would put him out of there. Because it wasn't the time yet.
Yes.
You know, but he had that revelation. And that's where you have to learn that, you know, there's a time to share something and there's a
yes.
time to not share something. Because once you offend somebody, they won't listen to you after that. You know, so even whatever level God's got you on, if you talk to somebody and you get into a deeper thing and they don't seem to be able to receive it, then you need to back off
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so that's very true because, you know, you have to use wisdom. You yeah. go to take it to the Lord and say, Lord, if this door is open, I'm going to walk
right.
through it and I'm going to share with this person.
Right.
Some doors aren't open.
It's true.
You know, God love my brother. He's probably one of the most generous people I know in life, but it hasn't opened up to him. So guess what? I go fellowship with him where he is. And I don't sit there and bring my Bible. We're going to have dinner with him tonight. I'm not going to take my Bible and turn to John 3:16 and start hammering him with that word unless the Lord opens it up tonight. And if he does, I will. I want to, but I made a big mistake when I first got saved. I wanted everybody to be saved. So someone needed to smack me down and keep me in a cage somewhere because I did more damage than good. But you know, God can even use that.
I think that's the norm when you first become born again.
Yeah, it is. I agree. Okay, so this is a scripture that the Lord gave me that really, if you look in the natural, you're not going to get it here. It says in John 20:17, this was after his resurrection, and he came in touch with Mary. You know, she thought he was the gardener, and that's an interesting thing because he is the vine, we are the branch. Yeah, you can go off on that, but we won't. But anyway, Jesus said to Mary, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father." Now, in the natural, that is a very strange scripture, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Touch me not. I mean, just a little bit later on, he tells Thomas, put your fingers in the hole, Prince, and touch my side where the spear went through. So why is he telling Mary, don't touch me? I mean, don't you think that's kind of odd that when it's revealed in by the Spirit, it's not odd at all. It's really cool. It says, but go tell my brethren, say to them, I ascended to the Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Jesus cautioned her. This is the Passion Bible. Mary, don't cling to me.
That's what it says in the Amplified.
Is that what it says in the
Amplified? Don't cling to me.
Yeah, don't cling to me.
Hold me.
Do not be holy, for I haven't yet ascended to God my Father, and he's not only my Father and God, but now he's your Father and your God. Woohoo! That's you can each say that. You can each say, oh, he's my Father and my God, not just Jesus' Father and God, because Jesus went to the Father, and he, as Isaiah said, 800 years before Jesus walked the earth, he's Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father, okay? All right, so he's not only my Father and God, now he's your Father and God. Now go to my brothers, tell them what I've told you, and I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Okay? Okay, so.
Okay, stop. Hold on. I'm getting confused already.
Okay, well, that's fine.
So he's supposed to be gone as soon as he dies, and you're saying that he is now walking before he goes?
After his resurrection, he walked the earth for 40 days.
40 days, yeah.
Okay, and
this is one of those days right after the stone had been rolled away.
Okay, so it's 40 days even after he's already been resurrected.
Yes.
And Magdalene comes to him and says, do not touch me.
This was on the third day.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm like, wait a minute here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this is on the third day the stone was rolled away and he came forth.
Actually, I'm going to speak about a lot of this.
So then he comes and he's just walking right now. And Magdalene, and he's got this beautiful, shining...
And Mary thought, first of all, that he was the gardener. So apparently, her eyes saw him differently, or Jesus was physically different. It doesn't say.
Right.
But it's one or the other, because she knew who Jesus was, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. Okay.
I just want to know where we are here. Yeah. I'm a little confused. I'm like, what do you mean he's already descended? If he hasn't descended yet, then why is she still... looking at him, so that's why I was a little confused.
The stone had been rolled away. He came out. She was there to, I don't know, anoint the body or whatever.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay, so she happened to be there.
Okay.
And she saw him, thought he was the gardener, and then finally her eyes were open. She saw Jesus.
Okay.
He spoke her name when he said Mary.
Yeah. The gardener wouldn't know her name.
No. And when he said it, how he said it.
Yes.
She knew.
That's my Jesus, you know. Okay, so let's kind of break this down. The word touch means to fasten oneself to. Mm-hmm. Okay? Adhere to cling to.
So a little more than our English word.
Yes, that's Greek, the word touch in the King James. So... To simplify this thing, Mary intimately knew the man Jesus. Okay? You got that?
No.
Okay. Mary sat at his feet. Mary loved Jesus. Brenda and Buddy. They love each other, but they know each other. If Brenda walks into the room, Buddy knows that's Brenda. Okay, so she knew Jesus in a physical sense as a man. Okay, well, Jesus died on the cross and she knew it. So he said, don't cling to the man, Jesus.
Yeah.
Is that, you getting that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't cling to the man Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is awesome. He's great, but he's Jesus the Christ.
Can I say something to you?
Sure.
You know, he told them one time, he said, it's expedient that I go away. If I don't go away, you can't receive the Comforter. And the Comforter is his spirit.
Right.
When as long as he was standing there physically in front of them,
they
could never believe that his spirit was inside of them. Mm-hmm. You know, that same spirit that was in him was inside of them. They couldn't believe that, see?
Right.
So partially, that's why he was, like Richard's saying, he said, don't cling to this physical body, this physical Jesus.
Representation.
Yeah, because I'm going to do something way greater than this when I sin. You know, that's basically what he was saying. There's going to be something way greater than me standing in front of you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because my spirit is going to be inside of you, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Well, he was already explaining that to the disciples before he even left, and they didn't understand, correct?
Well, yeah.
Because they didn't understand. Until Pentecost, they really didn't understand much.
They didn't have the spirit of truth.
The spirit of
revealed
God
inside of them yet.
Right.
You know.
Well, let's keep going here. This might help clear it up, and if not, we'll just shut this thing down and we'll clear it out. Jesus was telling Mary, don't cling to me in the way you once knew me.
Yeah. Yes. That's good there. That's a good
thing. You know, you knew me
as Adam.
You've broke bread with me. We've laughed. We've cut up. We've had fun. But, you know, don't look at me that way any longer.
Right.
Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. Not 50-50, 100% man and 100% God. He's saying, let the this whole study talked about leaving behind, right, the old and embracing the new. That's what he's saying here. He's saying, let that memory, or, and he's not saying don't think about me as a man anymore. That's not what he's saying. But don't cling to that. Don't hang on to that. There's something better coming down the pike. Mm-hmm. Right. And I want you to have the better.
We got it, yeah.
Not the old. Okay, so it says, don't cling to me in the way you once knew me. Now we are one. Mm-hmm. Now we are one. Before it was, here's Jesus and here's Mary. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, this is heavy. I mean, now he's saying we are one. And what's the Bible say? Lord, Jesus tells the Father before this event happened, Lord, make them one as you and I are one. Mm-hmm. Right? So now Jesus said, hey, it's happened. It's come to fruition. It's manifested now. We are one, Mary. We are one, Kathy. We are one, Victoria. I mean, that's what Jesus is saying to each one of us here today. So we don't cling to a memory of Christ. We cling to the majesty in his glory today. So today, we never met the man Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. But we've met the Christ.
Right.
Good stuff. We have been crucified with Christ, the Bible says. We have been buried with Christ. We were resurrected with Christ. And we must ascend with him. And again, if someone decides, well, I'm pretty comfortable here and I don't want to do it, he'll let you do that. That's not saying you're a bad person or anything. It's just you're missing out on a lot. You're missing out on a ton of stuff. Okay. Let's see. Well, I think we covered that. I'll just read it real quick. When he said not to touch him, he was telling Mary that it was time for her to ascend to the Father too. Jesus' ascent must take place in Mary and you. He is far more than a man resuming mortal nature. He is more. He is Lord. We must come to see him as Lord and God. We must ascend in our sight. That's good. Ascend in our sight. We have to see it before we can believe it and become it. Right? Okay. He's no more a sage or a rabbi or whatever. He is Lord and God. And we must ascend in this way in our understanding. In Jesus' public ministry, Mary had rightly reverenced Jesus as a teacher and rabbi, but Jesus, the Lord, is doing more now than merely leading an earthly life and fitting into earthly categories. That's huge. So, I mean, there's still people that, it's so funny, but they'll pray to the baby Jesus, you know.
And to Mary.
And to Mary.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. We all know that. In effect, Jesus is saying, Mary, don't.
I think that's a little misunderstood, because I have a Catholic heritage. The concept of praying to the saints has been misconcepted. When I ask you to pray for me, you are here and you are living. Our saints in heaven are living also, and we are asking the saints to pray for us, which is not spiritually, you're alive, they're alive. And so you're asking the saints to pray for you. So in that context, it's been morphed into praying to the saints. It's not. It's asking the saints to pray for you.
I can receive.
And that is what the Catholic doctrine is, mm-hmm. not what the misinterpretation has become.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to clarify
that. That's a good point.
That is a good point.
Well, it is the real point.
Yeah.
So when you ask the saints to pray for you, it's not any different than me asking you
That's
to
right.
pray for me.
But our intercessor is Jesus.
That's true, but we ask. You ask me. I ask for prayer from my Christian siblings, mm-hmm. and so yes, I don't believe that anyone is an intercessor. I don't believe you praying for me intercedes for me. Well, I mean, there's some theological thorns to plow through, but I do believe that God is love, and asking for someone to pray for you is asking for love, and the saints are spiritually alive, and asking them to pray for you is, I don't see the problem with that spiritually. And I don't spend a whole lot of time asking saints to pray for me, but you know, it is a misconception.
There is a cloud of witnesses, no question mm-hmm. about it. And you know, the bottom line is, are you praying in Jesus' name?
The other
because
thing...
Because that's where, that's the
for,
power.
Absolutely.
That's, why bother praying if there's no power?
Absolutely.
You know, so yeah, as long as you're praying in Jesus' name.
Scripture says there's one mediator between God
yes.
and man, it's Jesus Christ.
That's it.
He is the actual mediator. That he but what he did was he came to open that door to us where we can go directly to the Father through him. That's why we pray in Jesus' name.
Right.
You know, that's why we invoke the name of Jesus, because he is the mediator. But he was the firstborn among many brethren.
Mm-hmm.
And asking other people to pray for you, there's nothing wrong with asking people to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't actually have to go through anybody
right.
else.
That's for sure.
It's like if you know me and want to talk to me, you don't have to go ask Margaret, can you talk to me? You know.
Well, Heather does.
Well, yeah. That's what she has to behave.
Well, Heather, you're sitting by Oscar. Yeah.
Oh,
I sit by Oscar.
But you know.
Heather, are you cheating on Mike with Oscar? I'm innocent.
Praise God.
Yeah, that's right.
You didn't do any of it right.
And you can't become anything until it says the Lord Jesus must ascend in our understanding.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Experience.
Huh?
Experience.
Well, that's where I'm going to. Oh, they experientially is more powerful than anything.
Right.
As far as knowledge, or as far as, you know, being able to quote scriptures. And
no,
all,
no. Then you know that you know that you know.
You've experienced him. And when you've experienced him, you can never go back. Mm-hmm. Never.
That word touch, as it's used in there, the Greek word is a word that means light a fire, kindle,
mm-hmm.
kindle, light a fire. And he's saying, don't light a fire under what you're seeing now.
Right, there's something bigger.
Because what you're seeing is you and me.
Yeah.
You just wait till I go to the Father and we'll all be, when you understand, we are you and me and me and him. And, you know, it is so beyond our understanding, and yet my love for all has grown that ever since I've tried to comprehend it, and to even just sit back and allow the Lord to open it to me, we're one.
Well, doesn't it go back
one.
To, yeah, doesn't it just go back to 17 where he explains all that?
Mm-hmm.
There
I mean, I love 17.
And he lights the fire.
Mm.
He's the fire. He's
our
the
God
fire.
Is the consuming
and
fire.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, it was never the Father's plan to keep Jesus, the man, on earth
Amen.
Forever.
Amen.
I mean, he served his purpose, and he gladly
Amen.
Went to the cross. Gladly.
I don't know. There was agony in the garden.
Well, he
and he said, take this cup away from me.
Absolutely.
Well, it says, for the joy set
before him,
he endured the cross. And he endured it because what he was really doing, he was enduring it for us.
Right.
That's what he was doing.
And how excited was he to do
that? To see that man was going to come into the full knowledge of God and Christ in you, you know, that man was going to come to that knowledge. And that was a joy. But, you know, sometimes some of the hardest things you go through later on have the best effect on you, on
yeah.
something, you know. And with him, he redeemed all mankind, you know.
Amen. What he was trying to tell Mary was, our relationship is about to change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what he's telling you today, if you're willing, our relationship is about to change.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's be willing, because I'll tell you what, you ain't seen nothing yet. There's some serious excitement going on. I got to read this, because I really felt the Holy Spirit said read this. So I'm going to read this. Please bear with me, but I think you'll find it's powerful too. Every man has his heaven, and every man is the earth that heaven rules over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, For many of these lines, the most recent heavens have passed away are the heavens of the old order church systems of man. They passed away, folks. I mean, you know, there's a new and more wonderful thing on the horizon. Mm-hmm. Now, this is Paul Mueller. This is not Evie speaking here. I don't know a lot about Paul Mueller, but I can tell you that what I'm about to read is from the Spirit. And Buddy, you read it, and I'm sure it's on page 7. It says, once again in this new day, the Lord has purposed to do a new thing in the earth. Okay, we talked about the old has to pass away before the new can come forth. Just like the old scripture, it says you can't pour new wine into old wineskins. They'll burst. You gotta have new wineskins to pour the new wine into. And it has something to do with fermentation, all that. Not important right now. Okay. But since all power and authority to do anything in the new earth must come from heaven, from his throne, or from the realm of spirit, God must create a new heaven or a new realm of spirit, which he has done. Jesus said it was finished, so it's done. We just have to enter in. And when the Lord brings forth a new heaven, he is, by that sovereign act, changing the order of things, that he might do a new thing in the earth. Mm-hmm. Where's the earth? Mm-hmm. Again, we got to get this natural thinking out to get the spiritual, you know, get your five spiritual senses moving right now. So you can beg, plead with the Lord, fast and pray earnestly, asking him to bless the old order church works in this new day, but he may not answer you. For our Lord, or for our Father, is doing a new thing. Yeah. There is now a new heaven, a new throne realm, or a new realm of spirit, which governs all God's work on earth. And with the coming forth of this new heaven, the former things are passed away. God has established a new spiritual order beginning in the heavens. And that new spiritual order is beginning to change everything spiritual that pertains to the earth. So that in the fullness of Father's time, a new earth shall also come forth. And now I join John in declaring, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth were passed away. If you want to read that, that's a verse out of Revelation. I think it's Revelation 21:1. Mm-hmm. If you want to look at that as, and trust me, I think it's great that someone wants to recycle and all that and keep the earth. And I love all that, don't get me wrong. But this earth isn't going away. This earth, this orb or whatever, it's not going away. It's us. It's spirit. It's a spiritual. So many people are saying, you know, and even in the Christian community, oh, God's going to destroy the earth and then rebuild it. Mm-hmm. No, he's not. Therefore, we will have to think in terms of doing things on earth according to God's new way. Mm-hmm. So let's think God's new way, not our own way, which is the old way, or the way we were accustomed to doing things in the past. A new heaven has come forth, and that new heaven is a new spiritual order with new principles and new plans for the kingdom of God on earth, which will provide us with new methods of working with the Lord and doing his perfect will on earth. During this new kingdom day, it is difficult for us to imagine what that new ministry will be like, for we tend to think of ministry in the context of church order, which is the old order of the past. But a new ministry exists in the heavens of God's Spirit. And those who are Spirit-led and Spirit-directed will be able to read, hear, and receive that new ministry in the Spirit and by the Spirit. The Lord's chosen elect are ready for change, and they have progressed spiritually with the Lord as the Holy Spirit has led them. These are they who are motivated by the Spirit and therefore able to discern the will and the way of the Lord pertaining to his kingdom. For the heavens of spirit are open to them. Wow. A new heaven and new earth necessitate the passing of the former or old heaven and old earth. Each heaven, well, I'm not going to read that, but I do want to read this. This is good. Every apprehended son of God is coming to experientially know the new heaven and the new earth. Maybe this is the first time you've been introduced to this. I don't know, but there is a new heaven and a new earth. These new heavens and new earth are not a new material heaven of galaxies, stars, suns, moons, and planets, nor a new literal earth. That's just a snippet of this. I strongly recommend you read the whole thing. And again,
what's the name of it?
It's Preston Eby Kingdom Bible Studies. You can find it on the internet. Mm-hmm. Again, like I said in the beginning, you know, maybe some of this doesn't resonate with you, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all. If it doesn't resonate with you, put it in the garbage.
Some of that translates to me to say, there is yet a rest. See, and that to me is the new order. There's a rest in the knowledge that there is now no condemnation. That is so, you know, there's a whole new way to conduct your understanding. But it's hard to let go of judgment. Mm-hmm. It's hard to let go of judgment, especially, and maybe not, in judging yourself and in judging others. Oh my goodness, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. You can't do it by yourself.
It is very difficult, but to know that there is now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Wow. I mean, where are we? Who are we? We are in Christ. He is in us. I pray, Father, that they may be one as you and I are one. I mean, there is something so great. There is something so restful to me. I ain't in charge. I don't get to point a finger at anybody. And nobody gets to point a finger at me, for my God is love.
And when you get to the point where you say, I'm not in charge and I don't want to be
in charge. No way.
When you get to that point.
Yeah.
That's a great place to be.
Yeah. That's the rest that remains, mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. That's the rest.
Well, that scripture goes on to say there will be a new heaven and a new earth, mm-hmm. and there will be no more sea. Okay?
Why?
I'm going to tell you. Thanks for asking.
We
talked months ago about, you know, the sea represents the carnal nature, mm-hmm. Flesh. Unregenerated person, whatever, and then the earth represents the soul, or maybe it's the carnal Christians, you know, however you want to categorize this, and then the heaven represents the spirit, or, you know, those people that are sitting around this table that want to move on with the Lord. So there'll be no more sea. Think about that at this point. See, you got to get your natural mind out of this, because it will mess you up. Mm-hmm. So you got to think, okay, knowing those definitions, there'll be no more sea. Guess what? All this garbage in us is going away. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to get burnt up by the consuming fire of God, and we want it to burn up. We want it to go. It has no place in us. The only person that has a place in us is Jesus Christ. And that's it. So the sea's going to go, in every one of your lives, there'll be no more sea. And I believe, not asking you to believe, but I believe that also relates to mankind. You know, that's what I believe. you know, is when there's no more seed, there's no more seed. If God says there's no more seed, doesn't mean that thing you go to the beach and jump in and play in the waves. It means what we said it means. And when there's no more sea, man, that's the best possible. That's when, what's the, when he reconciles, but there's, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Well,
the scripture.
I was just wanting to say, a lot of times the Lord has shown me that the sea is talking about the sea of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you take the word human, it's a man that's been hewed down. When you hew something down, if you know art, mm-hmm. you take a color, and especially if you're watercoloring, mm-hmm. the more water you add to a color, you start hewing it down to a lighter and lighter color. And human is a man that's been hewed down.
Mm-hmm.
And what God's going to do is that there's going to be no more hewed down man.
That's good.
less than, put it to you like that, you know, there's only going to be the last man, which is
Christ,
see, and when you realize that when he does away with the sea of humanity, the human thing, you know, hewed down something, it's not going to be hewed down anymore. It's going to be, when he said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visit him, you made him a little lower than the angels, you set him over all the works of your hands. Said, we do not yet see all things, but who we see is Jesus.
Yes.
And
face to face.
That man, that hewed down man has to go. And until he goes, the real man, which is Christ, is not going to come forth in the fullness. But it's going to happen.
Amen.
You know,
it's happening.
Read 1 Corinthians 15 chapter and you'll see that.
Yeah.
It's very plain if you read it. I mean, we've all bore the image of the earthly. Now we're going to bear the image of the heavenly. You know.
I guess if there's anything I want to take away before we pray is that
1 Corinthians 15?
The whole 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Okay.
Read the whole chapter,
yeah,
and just
great.
Ponder that.
It's a great
and
chapter.
To open it up to you.
Is that as believers, we sometimes say, okay, I've been born again. The old passed away because of this new life that I now have, and everything's become new. But I want you to see this. There are stages in this walk where you have that same born, it's not the same born again experience, but it is something where you go, ooh, okay. I didn't believe in spiritual gifts, but now I do. So guess what? The old passed away, didn't it? So don't look at that scripture as a one-time event in your life.
Right.
Look at it as an ongoing thing in your life where you're going to go through different levels of glory. The Bible says he's going to bring us from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. And each time you're going to experience something new, some of that old stuff's going to fall off you, you know, that you thought was gospel. Oh, this is truth. And God's going to show you something. You're going to say, maybe it isn't. and if you're open to the leading of the Lord, it says that the sons of God are led by the Spirit. If you're led by the Spirit, he's going to honor that, folks. I mean, he's going to bring you up to a place that you could never even think or imagine. It's going to be so glorious, and you're going to go, wow, life is just so much more enjoyable. You know, I don't let those things bother me like I used to. I don't fret over stuff that I used to fret over. I don't, you know, I'm not dealing with that stuff anymore. That's God's job anyway, because I'm casting all my cares upon him. And I don't want to deal with them anymore. I got to that point. I don't want to deal with them anymore. And guess what? He took them. And I'm not saying I don't have my moments, because I do. But I am saying this, that when I finally, you know, come to myself, I'll go, Lord, this is your job. I'm not going to sit here and deal with this nonsense anymore. It's your job. And I'm telling you, it's freeing. It's really freeing. That new comes in and the old goes away. Anything that's old, anything that causes you strife or causes you unforgiveness or causes you anything, that's all old man stuff, and it's got to go. And then let the new come in where you can say, this is great. I don't have to deal with this anymore. I've got a fresh start, and it's today, and I'm going to move on from there and let all that garbage stay in the past.
Brother Eddie's favorite song used to be, and we used to sing it a lot, "When I come to the end of myself, there'll be no broken vessels sitting down on God's shelf.
Yep.
All men free and all men see that God is all that is left when I come to the end of myself."
Yeah.
And that's basically what you're saying, because it's an unfolding, and it's a gradual thing. You know, if God give it to us all at once, it'd probably kill us,
yeah,
for sure. Because I don't think we could handle it. But it's a gradual thing.
Yeah,
it's unfolding.
You mentioned forgiveness, and I don't know how old I was, but it's been a few decades ago. I made a decision when anybody offended me to forgive them right away. And I refer to it as the one-way road to freedom. But I say reconciliation is a two-way street seldom traveled. Because reconciliation is when the harmer decides to come clean with you, and then you reconcile. And I just say it's a seldom traveled road.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of times you forgive someone and they...
And you know what? But you are free.
You are free.
It's a one-way road to
freedom. That's right. That's right. Okay, so I'm sorry I read a lot, but I just, when I read that, I just went, it's just something went off in the inner man here, and I said, you know, we don't always get all of it, but if we can just get a little bit of it, and then it'll build on that. And it's, if you have any questions, always, you know, we're here to help you out any way we can. We don't have all the answers, but we will definitely, you know, tell you what we do know. And it might be in part, but that's okay. You know, and God may show you all of it, and you can come tell us. Okay. Brenda, you want to pray?
Father, we just thank you, God, that there's greater enlightenment that we're receiving continually.
Yes.
Ever unfolding, Father, within us, to us, and even through us, oh God. Thank you for the word that's coming forth, Father. Thank you for the fellowship and the love of our brothers and sisters. Lord, be glorified in each of our lives.
Yes.
Yes.
And as we go to the next service, Father, may you be glorified, lift up, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. Give you the faith, you the glory.
Yes.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Amen.